Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Butler passes to Draymond, back to Butler in the corner. Draymond releases, goes up over Cornette and scores inside. Draymond's first basket of the night, coming with just around 3 minutes to go, and it's a big one.
Dub Nation, this is Will Richard, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy on the call last night. That was Draymond's only bucket of the game.
Yeah, 1 of 10, but he was a 10 on D.
He was good on D, no doubt about that. You're going to give up numbers to Wembanyama, there's no doubt. But
I mean, he was giving up inches, everything.
You know what's funny is what did Wembanyama end up shooting from the field? Anybody know offhand? I can't remember. I know he was like 8 for 19.
Victor
like
was 11 of 22, 3 of 7 from deep, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. But the 8 turnovers,
yeah,
31 minutes and had 36 points and. I feel like that was a bad game.
I mean, that's the scary part.
That is the wild. Tomorrow concerns me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
How about that court, though? Real quick, I'm into that stuff. The ode to the old Spurs, David Robinson era, Sean Elliott. That was beautiful, man. You used to cover the team during that era. Did anything come up? Any old memories?
They're in a different building. Is that, well...
But that was the floor from the Aladdin. Yeah.
Oh, they did. Wait a minute. That wasn't a. You're not talking about a cup game.
Oh no, the cup game is tomorrow. Cup game is tomorrow. Tuesdays.
Okay,
and Fridays.
So yesterday was just a regular court.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Maybe but that's why it didn't stick out.
But it was an old school regular court from that Sean Elliott era.
Really?
Yeah.
So they
got old.
Like, why did they do that? Or just
the same as they got
jerseys.
An
old court. And the regular court.
Yeah.
And then there'll be a third different kind of court
tomorrow, yeah.
That's just a great allocation of money.
Well, there's 100 uniforms, Donnie, but they're paying homage to the old school Spurs.
Right, but they're making money on the back end of those uniforms.
It's America,
people are
baby.
Buying them.
America.
Anyway, let's start us off with Austin in Redwood City. What's going on, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, that was a cool little game yesterday.
Yeah.
After that blowout. But are they at their best? You can't really say that. We don't want Draymond shooting 7 threes. That's the worst of disaster right there to be having him do that. But we ain't at our full capacity. We don't got Melton. We don't got Stephen Curry, brother. We still got Moody. Jonathan Kuminga, you know, playing the game is a little bit too fast for him right now. Let that slow down. Same thing for Brzezinski. He's moving too fast. And Steve Kerr did a good job putting Moody in that starting lineup. You know, he was injured. Kyle Shanahan needs to take a look at, you know, let Moody get wet under his feet on the bench, you know, come back from that injury, show out, and then just let, you know, Jonathan Kuminga, you know, fumble the bag a little bit, and then there you go. You're back in the lineup. You show what you can do. You took your starting lineup back. That's all that is. And for Brandon Podzinski and Buddy Hield and whoever else, y'all better be y'all better start picking it up because Melton and Steph Curry brother coming.
Then Will Richard, too.
I want to see them.
Thanks, Austin. Appreciate the call.
Yes, sir.
And Will Richard, man, too.
I like to see him start, but Stein, I'm going to be honest. I didn't text you and Evan, but I thought they were a bit small. You know, that start.
They were.
Yeah,
and I was like, it on purpose.
Yeah, and it worked to their advantage. It came out on the back end, but early on, I was like, And then, like, I mean, don't you feel better? Dre went for 0-7 from 3, 1-10, and you still mustered up 125. So other people have picked up the slack offensively.
Well, the other thing is, and
especially Steph.
And this is one of those things where you don't want to minimize it. But, for example, I got an email from Harry.
Okay.
And he was just like, I was like, yeah, good game last night, huh? They played pretty well. And he basically was just like, yeah, Curry scored 46 and they won. Like, it was all Steph Curry.
But Dre.
Steph Curry won that game for him. Yeah. He impacted everything. And if he doesn't score 46, they might not win the game.
I'm just telling
you his point of view.
No, I got you. I'm on a high. Shout out Cheech and Chong.
Part of that's correct.
Yeah, but if Dre didn't, make it difficult for Wimby, maybe he goes for 50.
And if Moody doesn't keep him in the game early, maybe they don't. I'm just saying that maybe, and the 408 is what reminded me on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Come on, you guys. Last night's game was a Curry game. He doesn't go off for 46 or whatever. And if he doesn't, they don't win. He covered up the same issues the team has. They can't play defense. And we have too many guys that can't create or score consistently.
But then how did we get to the line 36 times?
Well, because.
No, I'm like, that's an abnormal. I'm like, oh, my gosh, 36. And they made 32, 88%.
Well, how many times did Curry get to the line?
16.
I mean, you can't send him to the line 16 times.
And Jimmy got there 12.
Exactly. Yeah. So Jimmy was what from the line?
9 of 12.
Uh-oh, that's not going to get it done. Let me look at what Jimmy's shooting now from the free throw line.
I'm losing it.
Oh, Jan, we got to hear from her. Oh, man.
Butler's shooting 85.6%.
Well, that's not going to beat the chef.
No.
He was just having
Curry's at Curry's right now at
we saw it yesterday
93.5.
Oh, 93. So Jimmy did what I do on the show, just a dumb bet for content.
That is such a wide chasm between 86 and 94.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Anyway, by the way, after the game last night, Steph Curry was asked by the media.
I love this.
What? On a scale of 1 to 10, what was his panic meter at after that game against the
Thunder
the other night? And he called it a 4. He said it was a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Evan, the smart man that he is, looked at it different. Like, he was asked that question after they won the game. What was it, let me go there, what was it, Evan's doing this before the victory? I got to believe if it was at a 4, and maybe Steph answered it that way.
I think that's what he did.
6.5, 7 on the Richter scale.
No.
Chance. I was at a 9, and it wasn't basketball.
Well, you can't.
I was
if
at
it's a
9.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Okay, I was at
then
a 9.
Then the punch has to be a 10.
The punch was a 12.
No, it can't be. That's my point. It's not. We're not at.
The punch broke the scale.
This isn't Monty Python. The volume doesn't go to 11. The scale is 1 to 10. That's it. 10 is getting punched in the face by Draymond Green. If that's a 10, we were not a 9 yesterday.
I can be a 9.
No.
Shout out Drew Brees.
But, no, that's not accurate.
Yeah.
No, it's not accurate.
Because losing to the Thunder, I understood. But losing in the fashion that they did, that was a no-show. I didn't like that. But, Steiny, I didn't like the cryptic comments by both. So that's why I was at a 9. But for Curry to be at a 4, I think that's strong. And where were you at?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't think the comments were cryptic. I think they were pretty obvious. He might not have said names, but we knew that Kuminga and Pajemski, they're not playing. They weren't playing right, according to apparently everyone who matters, because neither of them started last night. Mm. Now, I know Pods hasn't been in the starting lineup, but like that's another indication. Like, I look at it this way. I think Pods is supposed to, Kerr would like to start him. But this year he has not earned the right to start. And so last night when he changed the starting lineup, he didn't reward Pods with the start. He gave it to Will Richard. Yeah. So
who played seven more minutes than Pods ended up playing seven more minutes than Will. But
exactly.
I hear
you. So I just think Pods and Kuminga, those were the guys that they were getting singled out.
Yeah.
And like to me, my way of thinking, Steve Kerr affirmed it with his decisions last night. 888-957-9570. What was your guys' panic meter at yesterday after the game, and now what is it today?
And you didn't answer. What was yours, honestly?
957-9570.
I'm trying to answer for you.
I probably would have said about a four.
Okay, all right.
Yesterday, I mean, I didn't think it was a huge deal, really. Yeah.
And I was listening to Willard and Dibs on the drive home, and I don't want to speak for Will, and Dibs was, I feel like, where I was, I thought it was a big deal. But, you know, Willard, and he wasn't by himself, Dre being Dre. But I guess it doesn't make it okay. You know what I'm saying, Stoney? Like, if we have a closed-door meeting like we do today and you insinuate something, I'm going to look around the room like you can be talking to two people, Evan or myself.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, and I don't mean it as a victory lap. Trust me. But here's one thing I was kind of remembering. Like, after everybody was in a tizzy yesterday, and
it was warranted,
you know, and everybody points to the Indiana loss and the Milwaukee loss. Remember?
I can't let them go.
And do you remember? And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just throwing this back into the pile. Huh? You remember the loss that bothered me the most?
Give me
the
3 seconds.
The Sacramento loss in Sacramento.
Okay. And why is that?
And it was because the Warriors played their young guys, but they played against the Sacramento team without Sabonis and LaVine.
Okay, I got you.
And they played pretty well, but they didn't win.
Westbrook took over.
And that's the game where I was like, maybe their role players aren't quite as good as we thought.
Even though they kept the game close, and it sounds like you gave them kudos for that?
No, what I'm saying is they should have beaten that Sacramento team. Or, you know, I just looked at that game. I was like, huh, everybody was pretty good, and they didn't beat an undermanned Kings team. By the way.
Well, if Sabonis and LaVine had played,
that's true.
They
okay.
might have won.
And DeRozan, like if you told me who you're picking, this team or that team, and one's got Russ, DeRozan, I'm taking that. But can I take my Doug Christie victory lap, Steiny? What he did two nights ago with the, did you see what happened? Atlanta came in there and embarrassed him again. And I got sources and people in SAC. My home's in SAC.
Kyle Draper.
Hey, I came in. Wow.
Kenny Caraway.
No, Evan.
What? D-Lo?
No, what? That's not even. Why would you out name? Like, Stoney, we got a problem.
D-Lo?
I'm done. Just move on. Like, I'm really irritated at you.
Was it?
And he's still going. You're not going to know.
Who's the big guy?
You'd be a mess, boy. We were in the streets.
Who's their good play analyst, former WNBA player?
Katie Christensen?
Yeah, was it Katie Christensen?
Like, I've stunned.
Who's your source? Give it up.
Yeah. 8 years this
year. Give up your source.
I'm uncomfortable, man. You would get stuck if we were outside in the streets.
Is it Scott Perry? B.J. Armstrong?
Hey, I saw him talking to J.K.'s agent. Oh man!
Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hey, Dave, what's going on, man?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid if you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very
happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Me okay?
Hey, hey.
Yeah. I mean, good win last night. I mean, you know, take it whenever you can. But I see the issue going forward, and this kind of been the issue for a few years now. It's like every week it's a different starting lineup and different rotation. I think they need to stop with the experimenting. You know, they're always trying to find out what we have in the young guys, but the young guys don't even know when their number is going to be called on a week-to-week basis. They're like the only team in the whole NBA, and correct me if I'm wrong, that doesn't have a set rotation. And this has been going ongoing for years now. You know, it's just hard for guys to get a rhythm and to know what we have in guys. If one Tuesday night you have a certain starting lineup, and the next Thursday you have a different starting lineup, it's just, it's been ongoing for years, and I can already see it trending now. So, you know, at some point, you have to know who – everybody needs to know their role, define the role. So we don't have to have these questions every week about Kuminga or Pods or Post or, you know, like, to me, they're the only team in the league that has this problem. And that's, again, it's been years now, so – you know, I hopefully they can get that figured out, and I'll get you guys' thoughts on the other side.
Stanley, yeah. You go take a
Real
crack
quick,
at that.
I want to get into that because that was a great call and great stuff to talk about. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I mean, if you look at the Warriors, they've had a stable of great players, the three guys they got there now, and then when Durant was here, and if you want to put Iguodala in there, you can. And for 10 years, the Warriors look for guys who fit great surrounding them.
Gotcha.
You had to be able to play with Durant, Steph, and Draymond and Clay, and you have to be able to play with Butler, Draymond, and Steph Curry. And the reality is, if you like Harrison Barnes,
the Black
Falcon. I was thinking about Harrison Barnes. How many years was he here?
I want to say 5-6.
I think like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And he got a contract offer for 4 years for $64 million.
I remember. Thank God he didn't take it.
Why didn't he take it?
Because
do you think?
I believe my intel told me him and Bogut saw the Warrior players recruiting Durant before, and that cut him so to where it was like they already had Durant, and that pissed him off.
Okay.
That's just me.
Yeah, I think it's because he wanted a bigger role, and he knew he was never going to get it at Golden State.
How did that work out for him? I'm not saying you're wrong, but damn, Harrison, you were a big part. But some threes, they win another chip.
But my bigger point is that's why year after year after year, they're looking for new guys to fit in around Curry and Draymond and Jimmy Butler. And either you can do it consistently, and then if you do, you're up at, like, Jordan Poole, gone. You know, I know there were other circumstances, but, you know, to me, a young player here is just, until these guys are gone, there's no answer. Like, they can't get what they want here yet. And I think that's the problem. They've got to find players who are okay and thrive when they play with those guys, not guys that are still in that I got to prove myself category.
I'm not mad at that, and I'd probably advise my sons and my daughter to be the best you can be, but I'm just going to say this. The Black Falcon got a ring, and he started.
He didn't stay. He didn't stay because he got a ring, and he was like, I cannot thrive here.
But do you give any credence to what I was saying or what was reported, that he saw the recruitment of Kevin Durant and felt betrayed?
I'm sure there were a lot of different reasons. Mm. But, I mean, what I'm getting at is Harrison Barnes is like, I'm not going to be the fourth option my entire career. Like, I'm just not. I got a ring. Like, time to move on. Mm. Let's go to Steven. Steven in Oakland. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys, man. I just wanted to tell you my panic meter is at an all-time low. It is on empty. Uh-oh. The only thing that could get it up is more Gatorade. I'm talking about flavor red mixed in warm water.
Hey, Steven, do me a favor. Yeah, call back. Call back because I want to hear what you say. But it, you were clicking, click, 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 click.
Yeah.
So, but he looked like he was going down an interesting road.
He said Gatorade.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering. Steve Kerr changed the starting lineup last night. Will Richard in, Moses Moody in. How come?
We need, but with Jimmy needs some shooting around him, so we wanted to get Moses and Will out there for the spacing. And then one of the things Will's been doing a great job of is just moving the ball. And, you know, Steph and Draymond thrive on ball movement, you know, and Will just keeps reversing the ball, just like Gary. Gary's a great ball reverse guy. And so I thought Gary was just fantastic in the second half. And what a pro, you know, guy hasn't been in the rotation for 2 weeks. And you never hear anything from him. He stays upbeat, positive. Everybody loves him. And then he always stays ready. And so I just thought we got great contributions from our role players in a way that enhanced our best players.
Wow. And Joe's Morning Rose had him on this morning. He was in a good mood.
Yeah, and Evan and I were listening to it, and about 3 minutes into the interview, Evan and I had a discussion about, he's a good guy. Peyton Second's a good guy. You can just tell.
Yeah, I love it.
You can just tell.
Yeah.
So, he came through for him last night, and they needed it.
Big offensive rebounds, if I hadn't said that today, Stein. He reminded me of somebody.
So, one of the reasons they went small is because, like, that's how you can rebound against a team like that.
Yeah.
And, I got news for you. If you're taking Warriors took.
It's incredible.
67% of their shots last night were threes. Two out of three of their shots last night were three-pointers.
21 of 57.
I got news for you. Those misses aren't missing close to the basket.
So Moses Malone would be in trouble in this era.
Well, I mean,
I'm just being real, Stoney.
Wemby still has, he's a little different because he can get them from all over.
But I hear what you're saying, man. Tree Rollins, they would be in trouble, man.
But I don't think there's any doubt. When I was watching that game last night, there were a few plays where, and the Peyton plays, where you could have been closing your eyes and said, wow, this is 2017.
Man.
Because they used to get five threes a game off offensive rebounds. And they haven't been doing it as much lately, but last night they ended up doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you stop and think about, all right, all their misses, but if three or four of the misses result in threes off offensive rebounds, then they're really shooting a better percentage than it looks in the box score.
And what's worse than shooting a three, Steiny? Get no rebound, no second shot, and the team's running the other way. It's like, damn.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Man, what a difference one game makes for the Golden State Warriors. Blown out of the building in Oklahoma City, and then they put together a terrific game against the San Antonio Spurs. And really, if you want to narrow it down, it was a great second, third, and fourth quarter for the Golden State Warriors. They looked like a team that their experience just was the difference.
And they looked like they had an identity. I know, you know, I was in here barking yesterday about how the hell do you not know what your identity is when you got half of last year to go on. But the non-Steph minutes, Steiny, Jimmy Butler was aggressive. If he wasn't making threes, he was getting to the line. And that's what I got. That's what I fell in love with and got drunk off of, that concoction of Batman and Robin, Superman and Batman. And, you know, it is, again, age is real. I know. I understand that I'm not an NBA player, but I guess one part of this Warrior team I think I don't like, Steiny, or never can get accustomed to is, you know, early on if they got it or not. If, you know, and maybe that's not the case, and we're just 13 games in, but I look at Jimmy sometimes, or even Dre, And I was proven wrong because he really had, I mean, he was there. He wanted to send a message to Wimby and everybody, and he did that. But Jimmy Butler was, all, Stoney, all I'm asking for is not the price of admission, but I guess I'm saying that when, just be active. Steph's out, you take over.
He can't.
Ooh.
He can try, but it doesn't mean he can do it every night. Like,
now that's wow.
The whole season's going to be like this. They just played a great game last night. They play their third and four nights tomorrow.
So for me to expect this from those three.
Well, no, I just want to see. Like, I want to see what they got tomorrow. Because this is what they're going to have to go through.
Mm.
But I want to see what they have next week in a back-to-back. And then the week after that when they have 3 and 5 nights. It's just going to – it's going to be a constant kind of evaluation with – how they're feeling. Yeah. And I, you know what? Here's the other thing that I'm starting to get this sense because, you know, Steve Kerr was saying, well, we're just not ourselves.
Yeah.
I think there may be stretches where.
When it's bad, it's just bad.
Yeah, right. I do. I do think that. But it's what we got to come to expect if you're going to try to navigate this. I could see Draymond not playing tomorrow.
Look, this would be for me as opposed to yesterday when you ran your mouth and then you don't play. That doesn't match. That's just, there's some stench there that I'm like, that the optics are bad. But after the masterpiece or masterclass you put on, if you pick tomorrow not to play, Stoney, I think could accept it like a whole lot easier.
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? And I got to say this to you and Evan. This is why we like sports. We run our mouths or we think, and all the analytical people, you think you know what's going to happen, but the beauty of it is you don't know. Was there any point early in that game, and this is just me, even at half, that you thought Curry would end up with 46?
We don't watch the game the same.
So you were like, point total, but... I was just like, man, I don't know if he got it, you know.
And this is where I think word choice is important.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all amazed by it. But are we really surprised? We know he's got it in him.
Right, right.
It doesn't make it any less enjoyable when it happens. He did it again last night.
Yeah. And he really got going in the second half.
Yeah.
And he was driving to the rack like, hey, this ain't working. Let me go. And then everybody just fed off of that.
And, like, let's not sleep on the fact that they were in the bonus early.
Fitz, the second, third, and fourth quarter.
And that's another reason why they got to the line a lot, by the way.
Fitz was great when they're in the bonus. Go to the right, get fouled.
He had me laughing last night. I think the Warriors had it. Tell me if you remember this. I think they had it to 65. They were coming back, and they got it to like 65, 62 maybe. Right. And Draymond missed a layup.
Yeah.
Remember, Draymond? And I think they went down and scored 2.
They did. He goes, that might go ahead.
And it was like early third-ish. And I felt like Bob was like, oh, man. Now, you know.
He said this might be a C.
Exactly.
And I was like, he ain't wrong. Bob's great. Him and Clinton, man.
I thought you were going to jump in.
I live with
you. Do you remember
people.
That?
We got to have them on.
He was so bummed.
And they're probably golfing right now. They said on the telecast, when they going to do it off day?
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn. I got to pick up the sport.
As Jan would say. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, they played a good ball game last night. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.